want answers, I want the truth. Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Staying on the line with us is Roger Brown. My thanks to Pavel Henderson. And, of course, I would like to renew my invitation to the Wisconsin CPS Milwaukee Division to come on this show and defend the actions of Agent Walker of the CPS for her alleged battery and use of foul language and verbally intimidating Pavel Henderson and causing emotional distress to her son. Roger, I know she's not real polished in the ways of how the system works, and not a lot of people are. And I think she's created a problem for herself by staying out of the system. They're going to come after her son for truancy. How long does she have before they make her a priority of one detective, and he's going 9 to 5 on finding her, and they take her to jail?
Well, it depends on budget cuts in the police department and what other priorities they have, such as local demonstrations for the Wall Street connected protests. It will occur at some point. Either she will get raised in status inside the CPS system to a higher priority, or as you say, a detective will be put on the case. There are some other general recommendations. Do not engage in violence, no matter how angry you get, because that just plays into their hands. And, prayer does help. And I can tell you from personal experience, you know, the temptation to engage in violence is may be something you have to decide every day when you get out of bed, but make sure the answer is no. And also, they will attempt to use emotional blackmail in various forms, such as, you know, if you don't plead guilty to abusing your child, we will prosecute you, adopt out your child, and you will never see them again. You know, if you are not guilty of abuse, molestation, or pretty much anything else, it would be in your long-term interest not to plead guilty, because once you do, there's no appeal, and it's all over.
Right,
you
I understand
no
that.
You have no future recourse.
Yeah, I'm going to be calling Pavel tomorrow, and I've written down a laundry list of here of things you've said, and sometimes everything doesn't sink in the first time you said it, and I'm going to make sure she gets it. Roger, Annie and I need to move on to other things, but I want to thank you for, again, lending your expert opinion, as you're always willing to do, and I want to thank you on behalf of Pavel for your assistance in this case. It's just typical
welcome.
Of what goes on in CPS. So thanks so much for joining us, Roger.
You're welcome. Have a good show.
Thank you. Annie, I have to gather myself emotionally here. And just a note to our loyal listening audience. You know, I typically don't spend this much time on single case issues, but this problem is so epidemic in CPS, I wanted to use it as the poster child, so I beg your indulgence for allowing me to have done that this evening. But I think this is critically important, because if it could happen to my neighbors, Jeff and Sue, who are outstanding people, it can happen to any of us. Just one word from anybody, and you can be under the microscope and have your life turned upside down, and your life can become a living nightmare. When we come back, Andy's got a full board of the news, and we're going to talk about Fast and Furious.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You, but sometimes I think there's a lot of bad moons arising. Annie, have you managed to compose yourself emotionally? I was pretty heated there in the first hour.
No, but you know, any mother or father is going to defend their child. Somebody
exactly.
And starts grabbing at them. I mean, that's a reflex, if nothing else. That's human.
I totally agree. Yeah, I agree. There are some things worth going to jail for, and your children's welfare is probably one of them. I just want to remind RBN listeners that you can access all the great programming that we have here by subscribing to our archives, where you can enjoy 24/7 coverage of all the topics that we discuss, which are so important to your future, like what we just did discuss, the welfare of your kids and keeping them out of government clutches. To subscribe to our archives, call us during business hours at 1-800-724-2719, and they're only $1.33 a month. Yeah, let me say that again. They're only $1.33 a month. Well, this week we were supposed to have had Tricia Springstead and Tricia James to discuss some stunning and not yet revealed revelations from the events in the Gulf resulting from the oil spill, but they were attending a rally on an island off the coast of Alabama. And our communications were greatly affected, and we made a collective decision to reschedule. So we will be rescheduling that, but what they're going to reveal is stunning. Now, anyway, Annie, you've got a full board of news, so let's get to it, my dear.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm asking our listening audience if they know what the FAST program is. No, it doesn't mean not eating. It means that the DHS has a new toy. FAST, F-A-S-T, stands for Future hang on to that word there, future attribute screening technology to collect, process, and retain private information on the public. It's already been tested for months in an undisclosed location in the Northeast, so you know it can't be too far off. This FAST system will record, monitor, track changes in voice pitch, changes in intonation, rhythm, stress of speech, changes in body heat, patterns of breathing, eye movements, occupation, and age. DHS says it will not store personal identifiable information. And that is all we know. That is just another lie. I mean, why would they record it and not keep it? Something's wrong with this story. They're recording and keeping everything else to plug into the fusion centers and feed their drones in the sky. I mean, to see all this technology for really what it is. It's not about the war on terror. This is about the war on America, liberty, privacy, and life as we know it. I mean, if you've never seen the movie Minority Report, I advise you to see it and see for yourself where this is going.
So we're going to arrest people for pre-crime.
Yes.
That was the theme of the Minority Report. Yeah, now this ties in nicely with the first news item, Annie, that you opened the show with, that the FBI is recording this show and all the other talk shows to, I don't know, do what, but they're tightening the surveillance grid. That's unquestionable. And we have to ask ourselves, for what? You don't gather data for the sake of gathering data. You gather data for the sake of implementing action. I think everyone should be concerned when you come to that conclusion. Okay, Annie, what's up next?
Okay, well, we have a House Bill number 3011 that will criminalize satire. I mean, talk shows, late night shows, you're going to have a problem with this one. It could become a crime if you make fun of the TSA. In other words, if you print a T-shirt or produce a publication, you know, with a TSA logo or even like a facsimile. You know, we've seen a lot of facsimiles on the TSA. I mean, the government may soon be able to arrest and prosecute you. I mean, in the past, satire was protected under the First Amendment, but it may be soon illegal to poke fun at the TSA. They can't handle the pressure or its logo or even utter its name. But the TSA and the Justice Department are very serious about making sure we don't criticize their Gestapo tactics. But they can do anything they want. They can bombard us with radiation, with their naked body scanners, shove their hands down the pants of little old ladies and grade school kids, and think nothing about it. And we will no longer be allowed to call the TSA the U.S. Department of Molestation.
Yeah, well, do you know what TSA stands for, Annie?
No, what?
That's sexual abuse. Uh-oh, I just got recorded by the FBI. And I'm sure they're going to be reporting me to the Department of Sarcasm, and they'll come haul me out of my house in the middle of the night for being sarcastic. If this is not an attack upon the First Amendment, I don't know what is. Now, is this a House bill? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, it's number 3011, and I forget. It's down like in the 250th. Some odd page. Just Google House Bill 3011, criminalized satire, and you can probably find it.
You didn't happen to get the sponsor's name, that Nazi that would have done this?
Let's see. It's on Criminal Wars. I mean, on the
Info. Well, I think this is important to know so we can give people someone to call in the morning.
I don't think it gave a name.
Okay, I'll find that out because we're going to have to revisit this on the Common Sense Show. Outlawing sarcasm. I could be in a lot of trouble, Annie. You know, my first job out of college, I served briefly as an MC in a comedy club. Of course, comedy club went belly up. But you develop your and hone your sarcastic skills by dealing with unruly and often intoxicated patrons who are throwing insults and sometimes beer bottles at the performers. So I've come by my sarcasm naturally, and I could be in a great deal of trouble. I better go to a 12-step program to overcome my sarcasm. Okay, Annie, what's up next?
Well, I would just like to add, too, that satire has been the way of drama for 1,000 years. I mean, satire has always been with us. But anyway,
one thing occurred to me. You're right. When anyone reads the pamphlet that really spurred America to revolution, the Common Sense pamphlet written by Thomas Paine, it has a great deal of sarcasm located in it. Where does it make sense that an island should rule over a continent? Oh, sorry, Thomas, you're going to prison. And if you called into a talk radio show with that, it'd be recorded by our friendly FBI. And if you added your dislike to the Federal Reserve, you'd get on their naughty list, which they're now creating, Annie. They're creating a pro and con list of people who either support, I don't know who would except for the bankers and Wall Street, or people who are against them. I think they can put down about 299,999,000 people against them. Okay, Annie, what's next?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I gave out a report. I mean, it was talking about this Wisconsin judge that declares that citizens do not have the right to produce or eat the foods of their choice.
Yes. This was the raw milk case, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. He made that statement after his ruling over raw milk was questioned. I mean, the basic tenet of collectivism is that group rights are above individual rights. I mean, the judge is saying that a group is represented by the state, and therefore a group, I mean, individuals are groups. I like being lumped in like that. I mean, just, ugh.
This is the thinking of the new collective. That's the socialist mantra, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the judge is saying that the group is represented by the state, and therefore rulings by the state are above the individual right to anything. He also said plaintiffs do not have a fundamental right to consume the milk from their own cow. I just get so angry. Or the right to produce and consume the foods of their choice. So what does this mean? It means you have no right to raise animals, crops, or even an orchard or backyard garden. I mean, if we don't have a choice, then why grow it, right? Let me finish up here. The government has the right to mandate or prohibit the consumption of any food. Within days of his ruling against these food rights, Judge Fiedler retired his position as a judge. But don't anybody worry about him. He now has a job for the Axel Reinelson law firm that represents Monsanto in a lawsuit concerning a DNA patent. So within days of ruling that Americans have no choice to produce or consume the foods of their choice, Judge Fiedler is hired by a law firm that represents Monsanto.
This is just more proof that we have a bunch of criminal thugs in the judiciary, the Congress, and the executive branch of this government, and they're running this country right into hell. And this is so commonplace, Annie. This is typical behavior. You know where we see this? We see this a lot with like the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies. Pharmaceutical company rep, he retires, he goes to work for the FDA. FDA rep retires on his federal pension, and he goes to work for the pharmaceutical company. One hand washes the other, and that's how we end up with the vaccine mess that we're in today. This is the same kind of crap. And this is why RBN is thriving today, because we are pointing out these abuses. I'm almost speechless at the level of corruption in this country and how the criminal elements. I mean, worried about the criminal drug cartels. We need to be more worried about the criminal cartel that's invaded our government, mostly the offshore bankers and all their little minions who want to move up the ladder and share in the wealth that they're plundering from the American people. Okay, what's next on your list?
Oh, that's it. That's enough. My news makes me so upset. And plus, this poor lady, you know, it's too much. They're just hitting us so hard and fast.
I totally agree. Well, I hear you, Annie. We're up against the break. We're going to find more to report, and we're going to open up the phone lines and come back and join us after a word from these sponsors.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
(1-800-313-9443) is the number to call to be a part of the show. And having said that, let's go out to Idaho and welcome Eric to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Eric. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. Actually, it's Barrett. That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Barrett, like Grin and Barrett.
Okay.
I've only been listening to you guys for about a month and a half now. I'm really glad that there is a forum like this where people can, you know, put their 2 cents in, and, you know, there's not too much stuff out there like this. But anyway, I just wanted to go through the Communist Manifesto real quick. It says, the Communist Manifesto...
You're not going to read us the whole thing, are you, Barrett?
No, it only takes about, like, 45 seconds.
Okay, go.
It's pretty short. The Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good, but it always ends in a police state. This is called preventive justice. Control is a key concept. Okay, here's the 10 Communist Manifesto agendas. Number 1, abolition of private property. 2, heavy progressive income tax. 3, abolition of all rights of inheritance. 4, confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. 5, central bank. 6, government control of communications, and transportation. 7, government ownership of factories and agriculture. 8, government control of labor. 9, corporate farms, regional planning. And the last one, government control of education. Here's one more piece. I'll make this quick. It says here, politicians, bureaucrats, and especially judges would have you believe that too much freedom will result in chaos. Therefore, we should gladly give up some of our rights for the good of the community.
Of course, in the collective. Yep.
Yeah. In other words, people acting in the name of government say we need more laws and more jurors enforce these laws, even if we have to give up some rights in the process. They believe that the more laws we have, more control, thus better society. This theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our leaders think this way. A lot of people, citizens, think this way, too, as evidenced by the thousands of new laws that are added to the books each year in this country. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact is wherever you give up a right, you lose free choice. You lose a free choice. This adds another control. Control's real name is bondage. The logical conclusion would be if giving up some rights produces a better society, then by giving up all rights would produce a perfect society. Karl Marx, very smart man when it comes to tyranny. But anyway, I just thought I'd add that in there.
Well, I think that's very good. Well, you know, you captured one of the central reasons why I'm sitting behind the microphone today, because I and my neighbors were victims of the New World Order because we wouldn't give up our land willingly and free of charge, of course, so the Canamex could be built through our area. You know, of course, that's an international
eminent domain.
Yeah, well, they didn't even. We would have welcomed him in a domain for all we've been through. We'd have at least gotten fair market value. They're still trying to force us off our land, and that really kind of woke me up to the ways of what the New World Order was currently up to, and that's how I ended up here. So, yeah, you're right. And as far as those 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, we've instituted all of them to some degree, and we're working on shoring up the ones that have not been complete. Barrett, I want to thank you for your call. It was a good call, yeah. And we're glad to have you aboard as a listener on the Common Sense Show. Thanks so much. Annie.
Yes.
Yes. I've never had the Communist Manifesto read to me on the airwaves, but I think sometimes it's good for you and I and our listening audience to get a refresher course of what we're truly fighting against. The great puppet in chief, Barack Obama, and his minions are clearly communists in their approach to government. And I thought it was very useful to get that call from Barrett and have him read those 10 principles. Again, the number to call in to be a part of the show is 1-800-313-9443. And having said that, we just got a short time before the break, but let's see if we can't squeeze in Dave from Delaware. Hi, Dave. You're on the Common Sense Show. Oh, did we lose him? My producer says we've lost Dave, but we do have...
No, I'm here.
Oh, are you here? Okay, very good. Dave, I'm glad you're here. You were flying stealth there for a minute. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to point out that all of these regulations that people are so afraid of, these ABC agencies, none of them are effective on the actual states. They're only effective in the four fictions. The four fictions are District of Columbia. The second fiction is the state of whatever. The third is the fiction two capital letter abbreviation for your state. And the fourth fiction zone is the five or more numbered fictitious numbered zone. Live people are not in fiction zones, whether it's D.C., the state of, two capital letter or five or more numbered fiction. Live actual people are on the actual land, not in fiction.
This is a real good enigma. Hold on there, Dave, because we're coming up on the break, but you've left this with an enigma. I'm not sure I know what you're talking about, but I'll let you explain it to us when we come back from the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
There is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 0232.
Welcome back. And before we rejoin Dave from Delaware on the four fictions, Annie, you have an update and some additional information on that TSA story, or was it the sarcasm story? I'm sorry, I lost track.
It's on the TSA story, and that's on house number 3011, and it's in section 295, where it spells out all the things that you cannot do. I mean, it's like we shouldn't even mention TSA or even be talking about it on the air. I mean, if you read this, it's pretty crazy. It's a lot of double.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything disparaging about minimum wage goons that stick their hands down our pants and radiate us to death and make 90-year-old women take off their diapers at the airport because they're deemed to be a security risk. All the stories we've reported here on the show, I wouldn't dare be sarcastic and mention all that. Anyway, Annie, I'm going to let you do the heavy lifting on the four fictions, so I'm going to let you take it from here with Dave. I know you have a question for him.
Okay, yes, Dave. I'm trying to remember, is this a part of the idea that you belong to the government as a slave because your name is written in all caps on legal documents?
No, this is basic contract law. In order to enforce any contract, they have to establish all three preliminary elements of jurisdiction: person, place, and thing. The person is called the in personam. The place is called the venue or physical geographic location. The third is the subject matter. The thing is the subject matter, which is the contract. Normally a contract of insurance, and all insurance is admiralty, and all revenue is admiralty, but all of that only applies where Congress has jurisdiction, and Congress only has jurisdiction in the 10 miles square District of Columbia, which includes Puerto Rico, the Marianas Islands, Guam, and territories and possessions and zones. So D.C. is one of the zones.
Are you the gentleman who we hear on that commercial saying it's a doggone contract?
No, that's a hired announcer. But I'm with the organization.
Yeah, you sound just like that guy.
I'm with the organization, escapeharassment.com. Anyway, the other point, aside from the four fiction zones that Congress's stuff applies to and live natural people are not in, is District of Columbia, the fiction state of corporation, which is a front for Lawyer Club, BAR, British Accreditation Registry.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
And the third fiction is the two capital letter abbreviations. And the fourth fiction is the five or more numbered fictitious zones, zip code. ZIP stands for Zone Improvement Program. Now, the other point I wanted to raise was none of these agencies have any regulations that apply to the people. They have absolutely none. There are no substantive regulations that have been properly promulgated by, according to the mandates laid down by Congress, that have been published in the Federal Register. None of them. All these agencies have are internal agency interpretive regulations, which is nothing more than someone's opinion. They have absolutely no regulations that apply outside of their agency to the public at large.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and in the interest of time, because I've got two stories I need to cover, would you mind sending me a link to your organization, to the Common Sense Show at yahoo.com?
Okay.
I'd like to look it over, and if you wouldn't mind sending it on your email so I can fire back with some questions, okay?
No problem.
All right. Well, look, thanks for your call,
Dave. We'll do it again.
Look, I've been promising here that I would weigh in on Fast and Furious, Annie. And if I don't go to this now, we never will. But let me come in through the back door. I've got it on good authority, multiple good authorities, that we're engaged in two false flag operations. One is this D.C. attempted assassination of a Saudi dignitary. It didn't happen. It's bogus. The person accused of starting this was a used car salesman in Texas, was living high on the hog, 15 years, and all of a sudden he decides to go crazy and act as an agent of the government of Iran. I don't think so. Isn't it interesting that the government broke this plot one day before the delivery of the subpoenas to Eric Holder? Now, Holder says he only knew about this Fast and Furious event for a few weeks. That's a load of crap. He was briefed on that in July of 2010, and CBS News, Cheryl Atkinson, reported on this. So he's lying through his teeth. His days in office should be numbered, but this is going to end up on the president's desk unless he finds a false flag. But they don't have just one false flag to distract us, Annie. They've got a second false flag. I've got it on very good authority, both in the intel community and in the military. And one of my sources in the military tells me this comes directly from one of his sources in the Pentagon, that we have given Israel the go-ahead to attack Iran. So I do look for a provoking incident, made up, of course, Gulf of Tonkin type, that is going to open the door, pave the way for Israel to attack Iran. Well, this could be the beginning of World War III. This is very disturbing. Iran, through Pakistan, provides China with a great amount of oil. Iran is the primary trading partner of the Russian republics. They are not going to sit back and let us give the green light to the Israelis while they devastate one of their trading partners. That is just not going to happen. That will not be allowed. But, of course, what happens in false flag attacks and wars? Presidential popularity rates go up. And Obama right now would have a hard time being elected dog catcher. And, of course, unless they put up Romney or Rick Perry, that's one of his opponents, he might possibly win as being the lesser of the evils. But, folks, we have a chance to stop this. We don't want to see World War III. We don't need to see attacks upon Iran based on false allegations. I mean, this thing isn't even believable. Imagine that your worst nemesis is the best friend of the school's biggest bully, and the two of them are standing there together. Are you going to go up and throw a pie in the face of your nemesis and expect the big bully to do nothing? Well, this is what this government is asking us to believe about what Iran is doing. It's bogus. It's nonsense. It's not believable. And now we're going to find ourselves probably in a world war unless we speak up. But, Annie, I'm hopeful we can speak up and change this. I'm hopeful. Now, I know that you don't necessarily share my optimism, but 2 years ago, we stopped the planned mandatory inoculations with the H1N1 vaccine by the attention that ourselves and other talk shows called to this bogus event and the dangerous adjuvants that were included in the vaccine. We have a chance. So I'm making a plea to all of you to probably call your least favorite person in politics, and that's your congressman and your senator. You need to call them tomorrow and tell them you don't believe the Iran story. You do not want to allow Israel or supply Israel with things like bunker buster bombs to go to war with Iran. We're not going to give them the new F-35s to attack Iran. You need to call your senators. You need to call your congresspeople and need to tell them that you don't believe it, you know it's a lie, and you're not going to stand for it. And I think, Annie, if we do that, we got a chance to stop this insanity.
Well, I appreciate your optimism, but don't forget, Congress doesn't make those decisions. They're made by the powers that be, and that's what scares me. They're not made on this side of the United States.
Okay, and Annie, let me respond to this way, okay? The light that is being exposed on it tonight on this show, and I'm not the only talk show host that sees through this, the second and the 19th letter in the alphabets, BS. We see through it. Many talk show hosts see through this. Now, if we can get Congress to begin to make some noise on this, it's one more floodlight on the rats, and watch them scurry. Obama is simply seeking a move that will take attention away from Fast and Furious, away from his administration, that will clearly eventually, just like Watergate and Iran-Contra, will land on the desk of the president. He's looking for distractions, and he's looking for avenues in which to increase his presidential popularity. There was no Iranian plot. Even the New York Times, Annie, and you saw it yourself. Even the New York Times said yesterday there's no credible proof that Iran is behind any assassination attempt on foreign dignitaries from Saudi Arabia. New York Times, the biggest establishment newspaper in the country, is saying this is a load of crap.
It's about time they came out and printed something that was true.
All the news that's fit to print? That's, I can't tell you how many times I've made hay with that line. Well, Annie, I was asked a question by a number of people this week on somewhat of a related issue. But it's not as related to Fast and Furious as it's related to the New World Order agenda. Why are American troops in Uganda? Do you think I should open up this can of worms?
Oh, why not? There's a lot of answers to that one.
Well, let's start back with what was reported in the New York Times September 25th of this year, when they ran a story about how a British cap and trade company whose primary financier was the World Bank. Yes, you heard me, folks, the World Bank. They went into Ugandan villages, held the people at gunpoint, and told them to get out of the villages or they would shoot them. And as the people were vacating, they burned down the villages. Now, in the place of these people's homes, they planted trees. Yes, trees. Why would they plant trees after burning down homes? Well, you have to understand who's behind this. Cap and trade, global warming, trees are going to be carbon offsets. Who is assisting these British cap and trade thugs? Well, none other than the Ugandan military. And they were the ones that were holding the guns to the people's head. There are even stories about kids being trapped inside their homes and burned to death. And the Ugandan government basically said, well, these people kind of got what they deserved because they were trespassers and interlopers and they didn't belong on the land. But even the New York Times in their interviews established that some of these families had been in their homes over 100 years. That hardly sounds like a trespasser or interloper to me. But nonetheless, these people have been forced out of their homes at gunpoint. Now, we go back to the question, why are American troops in Uganda? Well, Annie, I don't know about you. Well, I think I do know about you. If we were forced out of our homes in such a manner, at gunpoint, and we saw everything that we'd ever worked for destroyed so someone else could make money at our expense, I have a feeling that might be a pretty good reason to take up arms against your government. And this is exactly what's happening in Uganda. Now, they have singled out a single revolutionary leader, that supposedly our troops, who are acting only in, quote, an advisory capacity, unquote, if you believe that old dredged-up story from the Vietnam War, that they can only fire if they're fired upon, which we know is not true. These black ops are looking for not one revolutionary leader, and of course they've painted him to be the villain. He rapes people. You know, he does TSA kind of things. Oh, there's my sarcasm. Sorry about that, FBI. But they do TSA kind of things to citizens. They murder innocent people. They assassinate political figures. And this one revolutionary leader is a bad guy. Well, the troops, the American troops, are assisting the Ugandan troops in finding this revolutionary leader. But there's not one leader. That is not being truthfully reported in the media. My sources tell me there are a multitude of leaders that are going to be hunted down and executed like dogs, because they're not going to allow the people of their country to be victimized by the global warming thugs and the support of the Ugandan government with the financial backing of the World Bank. This is why American troops are in Uganda. Now, let's juxtapose the situation here to America. If this is going on in Uganda, and Barack Obama, remember that man who sat on the Joyce Foundation board for 8 years and raised tens of millions of dollars to start the Chicago Climate Exchange, the headquarters of American cap and trade? If this cap and trade president, Barack Obama, is going to sanction activities like this in Uganda, what in the world do you think he's going to do here in this country when there is martial law declared? If we go into a World War III situation started by Israel attacking Iran, what do you suppose is going to happen to our constitutional liberties? What do you suppose is going to happen to cap and trade? And if you don't think it can happen in a modern country, and, oh, it's only that third world Uganda, you should see some of the sanctions that the Australian government has put into place, as they have placed a carbon tax on everything, and they're attempting to make legitimate protest, calling talk shows illegal. Oh, let's tie all the dots together, Annie. Let's connect all these dots right now. You reported on the FBI recording all talk shows. We've reported on the Federal Reserve making a friends and foes list. We see what's going on in Uganda with the sanctioning of our cap and trade president. We see what's happening in the modern nation of Australia, as they're one step ahead of us. We see the World Bank is behind this insanity and this human rights abuse in Uganda. And you don't think it can happen here? Annie, do you think it can happen here?
I go back to our caller who called in about the Communist Manifesto. I think we should all look it up, print it out, and put it on our board or on the refrigerator where we see it every day. Because everything that he mentioned, what was it, like 10 points? Every single one of them, you talk about fast and furious. They are hitting us with all of those points just as fast and furious as possible.
Well, again, too, we'll tie in the Occupy movement with this. The riots in Rome, Occupy London, Occupy Montreal, we had Occupy Phoenix yesterday here, Occupy Denver. It's all over, and we're supposed to believe this is a grassroots, quote, spontaneous, unquote, movement. No, we've proven, it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, that MoveOn.org is the primary sponsor of this movement. Now they've pumped in not 5 million as reported last week. That number supposedly is up to 12 million. Now, why would Wall Street, basically George Soros, and the Wall Street boys promote Occupy movements? Very simple. They know the rich aren't going to get taxed more. People are hanging themselves with their own noose, asking for tax increases that will go to future bailouts for these banksters on Wall Street. Fortunately, here in Phoenix, we've got a group of people, mostly the Freedoms Phoenix people, the End the Fed people, who have infiltrated their movement here and have tried to educate the people peacefully, civilly, what really the dangers are, and that the Federal Reserve is truly the enemy. Oops, Annie, I just ended up on their list. What was I thinking? Oh, stupid me. Oh, I committed another offense. I've been sarcastic. I'm going to be guilty of a future law. And now I'm thinking about committing a crime. And what is that? Advocating the end of the Fed, all through peaceful means, but somehow they'll make that illegal too. Annie, I think we've tied it all together. What do you think?
Well, I think you've done a pretty good job of getting us on their radar.
And one other thing. If you're sick of the six major banks and you go to withdraw your money, I hope you're not in New York City. Did you see what happened in New York City on Friday? 25 people went in to close down their account, and they were armed with all their paperwork and everything. And these people were not creating a disturbance. They simply announced they wanted to withdraw their money, and Citibank promptly called the Wall Street Police, the NYPD, I'm being sarcastic again, and they came and arrested these people for simply trying to take their money out, and they were engaged in no protest. The video of this is up on YouTube. Anyway, Annie, we'll be back to put a cap on this show after a word from these sponsors.
Out of my rack, I opened up the paper to the page in the back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Common Sense Show. We, in the first hour, we interviewed, if you just joined us, Pavel Henderson, who's a victim of the Wisconsin CPS. And I know we spent a long time on that story, but her story is the poster child for the abuses going on in several states regarding CPS. I related my own personal knowledge of a story here in Arizona as well. So my thanks to Pavel. And, of course, Roger Brown was very gracious with his time in joining us. And he's a nationally renowned CPS abuse expert. And no, not abuse of kids, abuse of the system against the parents. Next week, if you know anyone who lives in or around the Hoover Dam, that would include places like Henderson, Nevada, or Lake Havasu, Arizona, You're going to want to have them join us in the first half hour, as we're going to be joined by James Smith, who's acquired quite a collection of government data that's not being readily given to the media in terms of what's going on in that area and how it could potentially affect thousands, if not millions, of people. I'm also working on putting together a show that I hesitate to advertise in advance because I want the show to come off. Let me just say this. I'm not trying to falsely hype up the show with an air of mystery, but it's been my experience that when I've hyped a controversial event, we've had this happen before involving a show I tried to put together with Rahm Emanuel, that the person ended up backing out at the last moment. And I can't blame them. They were threatened. They were afraid for their life. They were afraid for their families' lives. So let's just say that second hour next week could be extremely explosive. So you're going to want to tune in to hear about that and also listen to what James Smith is having to say about what the government's not readily disclosing about what's happening at Hoover Dam. Any reactions to all this insanity we get to report every week?
Well, it just reminds me of what my Bill used to say. What are they not lying to us about?
Well, I agree with you, but should we be surprised, Annie? I mean, what I've concluded, you know, from the years I've been behind the mic now, I've concluded that we suffer from trickle-down criminality. You remember trickle-down economics that Reagan talked about that unfortunately never trickled to the middle class. But we suffer from trickle-down criminality sponsored by the global elite. So the events from the Gulf to Fukushima to Wall Street to the bailouts, we invite you to join us every week here on the Common Sense Show, because we're not going to stop pointing out these exploitations of our countrymen. This is exactly why I had Pavel Henderson on. Annie and I and our network cared greatly about people, and I know it seems like maybe we spent too long on a single case, but when the case is the poster child for what's happening to thousands of parents across the country, we're going to continue to report it. We're going to continue to report all the abuse that we feel is important, that you should know about, and we continue to invite your participation in our show. You know, Annie, I'll be glad someday when I can walk away from the microphone and say, the job is done. We pretty much have straightened out and gotten rid of the criminal element in this country, but I think that day could be a long way off.
Well, I'm afraid you're right. That's why we're out here doing what we do. We have to.
And we certainly couldn't do it without our terrific listeners. We have a very loyal group. I get your emails. I read them faithfully. I try to respond to as many as I can. We truly appreciate your calls and your support to RBN, and we do ask that you continue to try to help keep us on the air with your donations to our fundraising drive. And you can do so by calling the station tomorrow, or the network, I should say, tomorrow, and offering your kind donation. Join us next week, hopefully for another blockbuster show. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.